Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but sound.
Yes, Dave the Rave, back in the spirit of Halloween, here in the haunted No Static Attic, bringing you those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio, as I bring you Relics and Rarities. The Madman from 62 on the Cloister record label, and a cool record in the spirit of Halloween. It's called Haunted. Well, it may be a haunted show, but it definitely will not be short of any stars. In fact, let's bring on the star review.
Hey, girls. I know that you heard about the big star review that's coming to town tonight. Well, I just want to give you the lineup of some of the big stars will be on the show there. Because somebody's gonna steal the show. Ask your mama, mama, please let me go. Put on your red dress and your red shoes. You're gonna need all of that for the dance we're gonna do. You know, Boney Maroney.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you'll be running the pony. Big Solomon Bay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll be doing the check. Your soul will get the rockin', girl, you finally get the meaning, then you're out and start a scream and say, yes! Somebody's gonna steal the show. Ask your mama, mama, please let me go. Put on your red dress and your red shoes. You're gonna need all of that for the dance we're gonna do. Now when the show is real hot,
oh yeah,
she takes a hold of what he got. So hurry and get your ticket.
Don't look for that 45 on the national charts because it never made it. In regional markets, though, it did quite well. Warren Lee and a tune called Star Review. Of course, the star of the Relics of Rarity show is yours truly, Dave the Rave. Yes, and you know what they call me, don't you? Yes, they call me by this name. For the spring of 1966, the Capitals and Cool Jerk. And I think there was a show that the guy definitely made a jerk of himself, or maybe it was just kind of a humorous thing, but it was either Tommy James, of course, from Tommy James and the Shondells, or Bob Miranda, The Happenings, telling me about a show that they had done with the Capitals. And of course, the guys from the Capitals, like a lot of those black groups, very acrobatic, very had a lot of great dynamic moves on stage. And the Capitals, one of the guys from the Capitals were doing some flips on stage and kind of like lost his position on stage and ended up falling into the pit and ended up crashing right into, a bass drum, right through the skin of the bass drum. So that might have been some sight. So he must have definitely felt like a cool jerk there back in 1966.
Well, I heard the news. There's good rocking tonight.
A lot of good rocking on Relics and Rarities.
Well, I heard the news. There's good rocking tonight.
Rocking, rocking, rocking.
Well, tonight I'm gonna be a mighty, mighty man.
Squeeze my baby as tight as I can. Well, I heard the news. I ain't a good rocking tonight.
Rock.
on my blues ever. Everybody rocking tonight.
Shaking the walls here in the No Static Attic. It's good rocking, that's for sure, on the Swan record label. Link Ray, good rocking tonight. Here's the big O, Otis Redding. Have skinny legs, but she looks so fine. Woo! Loving that record there, The Shooters. The Shooters featuring Otis Redding and She's All Right.
I had a girl, oh so true. She'd give me loving and money too. But now that she's gone, there's nothing else to say. I treat baby wrong and drove her away. But she's alright. Yes, I tell all the world. Tell all the world that she's alright. Yes, she's alright.
Turn that record looser on the Moosette record label, Irvin Rucker, and a tune called She's All Right. And the lesson to be learned, if you don't treat her right, you're not going to get any love tonight, that's for sure. So you better treat her right.
I wanna tell you a story every man ought to know. If you want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now, if you just treat her right now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right, she won't love you tonight. If you practice my method just as hard as you can, you're gonna get a reputation as a loving man. And you'll be glad every night that you treated her right.
You know, I had the speakers blasting here in the No Static Attic because I love that record, Roy Head and the Traits from 1965, in a tune called Treat Her Right. Yes, you don't treat her right, you'll be looking for a lover. It's not easy how to find a lover.
Chapter one, it states right down there, black and white, not to run away and hide, not to let you love.
One of the many gems here in the Relics and Rarities Vault. Love that record. That was a UK import 45 on the UK Decca record label going back to 1966. The Mockingbirds and a tune called How to Find a Lover.
Dave the Raid has what you crave.
Wow! I feel good.
Call the Raid for your fave.
My request.
Well, Alan Kitchener from Campbellsport, Wisconsin said, Dave the Rave, there's this record from the spring of 63 done by D. Rob. And yes, I've got the record. Dave the Rave with all the records you crave. This is D. Rob on the Argo record label.
On my way to the senior prime, saw a crowd all gathered around. Stopped the car so I could see just what it could be. They're lying near the crowd. Was a girl dressed in a gown. Got out, walked up to see just who it could be. Knelt down by
there lies the one I love, the one I'll always love. If I'd have picked her up on time, her precious love would still be mine. Then my heart begins to cry. It hurts so deep inside. She's gone so far.
Tragedy songs were very popular in the early 1960s. D. Robb, of course, from Wisconsin, of course, later on formed the group called The Robbs, but that was one of the solo 45s. I actually liked the B-side of the record better, actually, a tune called Bye Bye Baby, but that was by request. Alan Kitchener, a tune called The Prom, as done by D. Robb. And by the way, that song was written by Del Shannon. And on the phone line, that was pointed out by Alan Kitchener. We were wondering, was that song just written by Del Shannon, or did he actually do a recording of that particular song? Well, looking into the Relics and Rarities vault, yes, going back to 1961, just in case you're wondering, this is what the Del Shannon version sounded like.
On my way to the senior prom, saw a crowd all gathered round. Stopped the car, got out to see just what it could be. There lying near the crowd was a girl dressed in a gown. Walked up so I could see just who it could be. Knelt down by her side, tears came in. The one I'll always love. If I'd have picked her up on time, her precious love would still be mine. The love she gave to me, will always stay with me till the day we meet, till the day we meet in eternity. Then my heart begins to cry. It hurts so deep inside. She's gone so far away. My lonely heart must pay. She's gone, gone.
Yes, Mr. Del Shannon. That's the original version of that song that we just heard by D. Robb. Del Shannon and a tune called The Prom. And of course, that goes out for all the Del Shannon fans out there. I know there's so many Del Shannon fans. I know that I personally, and I think many of you, just so upset the day that we heard the news that Del Shannon had committed suicide, because he had made so many great records and things were, you know, seemed like they were on the upswing for Del Shannon at the time. But sometimes things that happen in life are just so hard to figure. Gotta think of the good things. Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah. It's a groovy world. Girl, let me bring you to a good, 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 good thing. Gotta hear me, you get feasible. Should you try? They don't care if you live or die. Cause they're losers. What a shame. I'm gonna show you to a brand new game. Brand new game.
I had all these good thoughts. I was thinking that for 2020 in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we could induct Paul Revere and the Raiders, and Tommy James and the Shondells, the Shangri-Las. I had all these good thoughts, but it wasn't meant to be. Sometimes all those good thoughts, all your goodies are gone.
Yeah.
course, with over 117,045s here in the No Static Attic, I got a whole bunch of goodies. Those are the Parliaments out of Plainfield, New Jersey.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot!
And, of course, out of South Plainfield, New Jersey, there's a Bloodhound who was in this particular band, Lance Fox and the Bloodhounds. Well, it looks like it's skipping there. Yeah, that's kind of like the cool thing of playing real vinyl 45. It can happen sometimes. That's my problem. That's not your problem. That's the name of the song, though. That's your problem. Once again, Lance Fox and the Bloodhounds, a 45 that came out on the Bang record label, and one of those Bloodhounds, Bob Engel, a fan of the Relics of Rarity show. I think he's pretty certain he's Central Jersey, and I believe it's South Plainfield, New Jersey. So, Bob Engel, if you're out there, we'll send it out to you. Once again, Lance Fox and the Bloodhounds, a 45, good double-sided 45, and it goes in the collector's market relatively cheap. I mean, you would think that would be like $100 or more, but it's relatively inexpensive. Once again, Lance Fox and the Bloodhounds, and a tune called That's Your Problem.
Record collections at yard sales. That's his music research. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. All killer, no filler. Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities.
Well, no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had tanned, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Well, no one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had turned the car.
she had tanned the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Happy anniversary to that particular song. 55 years ago this week, that song debuted on the Billboard Top 100. The Zombies recently inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and she's not there. I think I know what happened to her. Yes, I think she met up with these next guys called the Grim Reapers, who happens to have our second Sure Shot record.
Relics and Rarities, Sure Shot!
Concealed within their personalizer, total soul. He's without a body at all. Self-control, with the tempest bursting from his side. The waste of time, and his poor little heart without shine.
Twin spin, right? From the Zombies to the Grim Reapers. Early 67 out of Los Angeles, California on the Shallon record label. The Grim Reapers in a tune called Two Souls. Well, last week's Mystery Oldie 45 was this song. We'll find out who, if anybody, figured out who's doing this record.
Now
Everybody's Mystery Oldie 45. And that was a pretty big hit. Peaked at number 32 in the Billboard Top 100, summer of 1969. The band out of Long Island on the Steed record label. That's Jeff Barry's record label. The band was called The Illusion. The Illusion and Did You See Her Eyes? Actually, two versions of the song. It originally came out, as Steed number 712, which was slightly different, but that version didn't do much, although it was very similar, and eventually they re-released the record under Steed number 718. These are some trivial facts for you collectors out there. And eventually came that pretty big hit, The Illusion, Did You See Her Eyes? Congratulations, Dave Greenman Smyska, Stonebank, Wisconsin, Gary Mason, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin, Alan Kirchner, also from Campbellsport, Wisconsin, Bill Wanner, Mooresville, North Carolina, and Harold Fritkus from Edison, New Jersey. Those were the Mystery Oldie winners. We played just for fun. You get one guess only, and the number to call, because we've got the next Mystery Oldie coming up for you right now. So that number to call now and after the show as well, 609-948-4487. Once again, 609-948-4487, or you can simply email me. The subject of the email should be Mystery Oldie, and that email address, dave@davetherave.com. Who is singing his next record? And good luck as we play the Mystery Oldie game. Mystery Oldie 45. That was a pretty big hit, too. Who's doing that record? Call me up now, 609-948-4487, or email me, dave@davetherave.com. Playing just for fun, one guess only.
This is Dave the Rave.
Come on. Come on, baby, let me thrill your soul.
Home of relics and rarities in the No Static Attic.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,045 here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week. Thank you, Tony, from the Attic Record Store for helping me discover something already in my collection. Mm-hmm. I was having this discussion with Tony over there at the Attic Record Store, and we were talking about some cool instrumentals, and we were talking about the Rotations from 1963 on the original Sound record label. They had a song called The Cruncher, and he was like, hey, the other side of the record is the side that I like best. And I actually had never flipped my record over, so I did, and I really dig the record. It's by the Rotations. It's called Heavies. It's Day of the Rave Discovery of the Week. And looking at the clock, I gotta get out of here. Yes. Had a great time. Thanks so much for tuning in. Relics and Rarities. Tommy James and the Shondells says, I'm packing up my records. I gotta get out now. Until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.